The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What a weekend. There's my headline. What a weekend. Wowzer. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Hanlon. This is What's on Your Mind from the studios of the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, the voice of the Northern Plains, with a whole lot of great partners, including our friends KCJB, the voice of the North Dakota State Fair. Speaking of what a weekend, and we're going to be hanging with the folks from KCJB from now through the duration of the fair, and really looking forward to that. Our good friends at AM 1100 The Flag, well, that's actually us, part of the Flag family, which is AM 1100 in Fargo-Moorhead and AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken. And we can't forget where we're tape delayed, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. And I have part of my What a Weekend, just so you know, Todd Mitchell is here, folks, my partner in crime, and was assembling a fair amount of, I'm going to call it sort of the peace offering that you are due, Todd. Okay, just so you know, I'm working on a peace offering.
And
I'm,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because as you know, I was at places that were handing out free food and free other stuff most of last week, and you were stuck in the studio manning the fort as usual, and I think I'm obligated and to share the riches of the bennies, the freebies that come with the program. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm all
ears.
Let
me give you a couple of examples, and then you can kind of decide. For instance, this weekend I spent a lot of time with our youngest daughter, Haley, who's 11, and her favorite thing was a toss-up between a Frisbee that we have from Continental Resources. It was one of those you can fold up. You ever played with one of those? You fold
it up. Flippy things? Yeah.
Like a... Aren't they called a disc or something?
I used to have one. They were called Flippy, but that's been ages, so might have a whole different name now.
The second favorite was from Enbridge Pipeline, and it was this deal that you, it was a bubble blower, but it has a long thing you stick in the bubble juice. It's about the size of a small baseball. You know, one of those little mini baseballs you get at a Twins game or something?
Sure.
And you dip this long stick in there, and then you blow the bubbles. So I don't know. Maybe you and Carrie would be kind of a honeymoon, newlywed kind of thing to do and impress everybody out in the front yard. I didn't care. I was outside most of the weekend, and we were doing that like crazy. That and the disc thing. So you have to choose between those two. Or on the more practical side, a blanket from Neighbors Drilling, one of those you can fold up and like put in your car, like a little. This is a newlywed thing because a little. Take carry on for a picnic, throw the blanket out, obviously you do this weekly, Todd. I haven't done it in years, but get the basket.
We do it
full
weekly,
of the,
yeah, okay. Well, we do a picnic weekly, yeah, okay.
Peanut butter and jelly and look what I brought up, or maybe go the wine and cheese and a little, surprise. Clearly you do this already. What do you use for a blanket is what I'm asking.
Well, we definitely need a new one because it's kind of an old pet blanket, so.
Gotcha. So I have you covered on that. And then the other more practical one would be water bottles that, have filters in them already. How about that?
Really? Portable filtered water. How about that?
They have the filter in them. I don't remember who that was from. But we are going to, spend some time trying to, grade the swag. So we're on.
Wow.
Yeah. And I do have some goodies for you. I don't have food. I apologize because, you already scored the peach cream cheese pie gig, so hopefully I took care of that obligation.
Well, not to mention the fact that she's well aware of my schedule at the fair and has already said that she's going to bring some more buys. So
because we had to freeze it. It was kind of a mess because it had to get in the cooler, and it's better fresh, so you're going to get a better deal on the fresh stuff. Are any of our other listeners bringing you pie to the fair this week?
Not so far, but, the week is still young.
Okay, last peace offering, and you can tell me if this is not enough. And just be honest, we have the audience listening. They'll be the judge. I think it's only fair that you take this show at least one day of the fair all by yourself because there's going to be people bringing food and brownies and, they're going to want to, sort of and I'll be obligated to say, yeah, I'll get it to Todd, and then I never will. You know, I just won't. I'll eat it before I get back to Bismarck. I'm just being honest.
You want to give me a day where I say, oh, sure, I could get that to Scott, no problem, and then eat it on the way home or whatever.
That's what I was thinking, but it only if it's an adequate peace offering. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think we can make that work.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit. Now, we really should get to some serious stuff because there's a lot of serious stuff in the news without question. And before we do that, well, actually, peace is in the news, right? We're trying to figure out how to get to peace, in the Middle East. And what was the show we did one time, Todd, where we talked about, you know, what's your top goal? I don't know if it was a New Year's resolution thing or what it was, but people were joking and saying world peace, right? Kind of that old classic.
Yeah.
I want world peace. But
I want world peace. Yeah, exactly.
I actually do. I mean, I want peace at every level, right? I'd like world peace. Not joking. I would like peace in America and the political process. Would like peace in my family, which sometimes gets chaotic given what's going on. And, trust me, radio as a career, and therefore having to coexist in a family, very often there's one or the other is never at peace, right? So you're always trying to kind of, you know, spin a bunch of plates. Like I forget what show that was on, but you know what I'm saying. So anyway, let's be serious about peace for a second. Most of the chatter I saw this weekend, you tell me if I was wrong, was very harsh, directed at Israel for responding forcefully to what's been going on. Now, I think back to the kidnapped kids that were killed, right? I think back to countless times when there has been senseless, innocent murder, flat-out murder, because Israel has to live in the middle of a bastion of hate, you know? And so my you know, inclination, my knee-jerk is immediately to go, well, what choice do they have? Now, the other side, I think, just says, oh, they're causing all this. They're just the big bully Israel. So who's right is my question. You know, I found myself over the weekend saying, boy, Israel, hang in there. You can do it. You can do it. And then you always get the, what about the Palestinians? You know, what about what they've done? Would you like to be displaced from where you live? Would you, you know, all of those arguments, which have merit. They do. So that's one serious topic we should probably spend a little time to banter about today on the show. The other serious topic is, how did this plane come out of the air? I mean, what are the answers? What are your theories? We made a quick reference to it on Friday, and I think everybody was ready for just a lighter day, and we should acknowledge Friday was fantastic. I don't know about you, Todd, but I thought every idea was great, you know? I mean, it was. I'm not apologizing for what we did on Friday, are you?
Oh, no.
You were the judge, after all. You had to decide what exactly this is. And at some point today, we'll recap, right? We'll let everybody know. So we did it briefly at the end of the show, but Todd had to sort of be judge and jury, and his answer was,
Are you kidding me?
Are you joking me? My gosh, yes.
I thought that was a great idea.
I did.
It's kind of all-encompassing, really. I mean, it can go any one of a number of directions. And
what else was there? What were the other choices, quickly, just for folks that missed this? We had a whole 2 hours of this, folks, of suggestions on what our new Friday staple should be. Because we admitted that Normal and Nuts was sort of a little bit tired, and we dusted off every now and then, but we wanted something. Free Enterprise Friday was
Free Enterprise Friday. Yeah, I was going to say that was the one that came to my mind right away. And kind of a positive Friday. I don't remember the term. We had a term for it. I don't recall, but
Feel Good Friday.
Feel Good Friday. There we go. Feel Good Friday. Yeah, exactly.
And Free Enterprise Friday. I also love the debate idea. Do you remember that somebody called and said, "How about if you do a debate?" And what you do is you have people representing both sides, and then you select questions from the audience. Or did they want us to ask the questions? I forget. We have all this on tape, and we're going to analyze everything everybody suggested and come up with a different tweaks on this. But don't you think that's a good idea, Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that one has some merit. What others were there? Good ideas. A lot of good ideas. One I thought of over the weekend that was inspired from the listeners was, every Friday we do a different genre of music. Buddy of mine, Jason Lewis, who actually is going off the air here soon. He ends his radio career August 1st. We should maybe have him as a guest after he leaves the air.
What's he going to do?
He doesn't really say. I asked him, what are you going to do? To say it ain't so. And he texted back, relax, with an exclamation point. And I didn't mean that. I didn't know that to mean, hey, I'm cool it, buddy. There's more coming. And, you know, it's kind of a typical radio drama deal, or whether that meant he's actually going to relax. I don't know. So, but he used to do a deal called, I think, All Beatle Music Friday, for instance. He would just do Beatle music as bumpers on Friday. Yeah, Beatle Bumper Friday, they called it. So we could plagiarize from Lewis, you know what I'm saying, if we wanted to do so. And we wouldn't have to do Beatles. We could do your favorite group. Who's your favorite group? We started already, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. You're telling me. Have you decided that that's a good addition, or do you want to?
It's a great addition.
So let's just totally rip him off 100% and not even be shameful about it.
Well, if he's not going to use it.
Oh, that's right. He's going off the air.
Always remember, plagiarism is the most sincere form of flattery.
Exactly. Right. I love it. All right. You heard what we think. We want to know what you think on the news of the day. A Common Core debate coming up, plus Kathy Nesset to recap a wonderful week last week for the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind. Call us.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
I gotta tell you, when I received the text over the weekend about James Garner dying, I was instantly bugged because I started immediately humming the Rockford Files. Like that moment. It took me a while to remember. Now, why did I love James Garner? But then as soon as I had the Rockford Files theme in my mind, it was like, I'm gonna miss that guy, you know? And so we posted on Facebook, rest in peace, James Garner.
What was your favorite character he played? Hi, folks. Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell. This is 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100, The Flag, the mini blowtorch to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, and, of course, KTGO, the other side of our flag family in the Bakken, all coming to you all across the Northern Plains thanks to our mothership at 550 K-Fire. What did you first think, Todd, when you saw about James Garner there?
You know... It was sad, no doubt. He's, you know, 86, so I mean it's not like his time hasn't come, and not like plenty of people don't live beyond that. But how many? It doesn't seem like people remember much beyond Rockford Files, and there were plenty of other support your local sheriff, support your local gunfighter. There are plenty of things he did.
That's an interesting angle. Sure, I find. I guess we're sort of violating the rule we just said we were going to get away from today.
I was going to say, what happened here? You're going to try to make the world a better place, and the world's not a better place without James Garner in it. You know.
Well, there you go. So how can we? So we better delay the effort to make the world a better place until we figure out about what we do about James Garner. How about this? I'll make a vow, and you can hold me to it, that we're going to get serious at the bottom of the hour. Is that okay?
Okay, go for it.
You'll sign off on that, because we have that debate on Common Core, and then we have it's not a debate, but I mean we're going to bring up the debate of Common Core, and then we have Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting to talk about the North Dakota Petroleum Council's Bakken Rocks Cookfest recap, and and then we'll wrap up the show with whatever direction you want to go, but because I am. In agreement, we need to get to some serious stuff. But James Garner's favorite character, what was it? We asked our listeners. Patricia says Rockford for sure. Paul says Rockford. Somebody do the math here. Barbarians at the Gate, says Trevor. Now,
I love that movie.
There's
absolutely love that movie.
Quick full disclosure, I've not seen it. And I know Todd is about to go, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, when I haven't
Scott,
seen
it. Scott, knowing the capitalist you are, you need to see that.
Well, let me see if I can be forgiven for the following reason. And by the way, we want to know what your favorite character is for James Garner. And we only have 5 minutes, 7 minutes to do it. So we'll get you in right away at 800-228-0550. First-time callers, go to the front of the line. Let Shane know when you call. 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Would that be Shane Snerdly, by the way?
Exactly.
Shane
Snerdly will talk to you when you call. You go, hey, Shane, what's up? But you can only do that if you press 2. He's the second option. The first option is to just do a drive-by voicemail. But anyway, here's my full disclosure. I didn't see it, but I met the guy who was one of the characters. I met the actual individual. Who's part of the whole thing. So remind me to tell you that story someday. Then, and he's been to North Dakota. He actually has interest in North Dakota companies. I've hunted with him, actually, believe it or not. And I've interviewed him on the radio, so maybe we'll have to schedule him again. So Rockford, let's see, Barbarians at the Gate. Jason says when he played Katie Seagal's dad on Eight Simple Rules. What the heck's that?
What?
You heard of that show?
No.
He's Googling it. He's cheating. Are you kidding me?
Of course I am.
Are you kidding me?
Of course I am, because I'm like, I don't remember that. And it wasn't even him.
Let's have a little roll.
It wasn't him. He was in that.
No.
Wow.
Just wait. While you Google and cheat, okay. Let's go to Robin Bismarck. Hey, Rob, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What is your favorite James Garner character?
Hey, let's go to Robin Bismarck.
Okay, Rob's got to put his phone on hold, which will remind those first-time callers, as soon as Shane puts you on hold, you'll hear everything if you turn your radio down. So just one sec, Rob. Shane will help you figure that out. Jim in Bismarck, what's your favorite James Garner character?
Rockford.
You're with me, huh? Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
I understand you didn't want to talk about Rockford anyway. What did you want to talk about?
Well, you're concerned about making the world a better place, and in my opinion, just like Bill Cunningham, as long as we have this president and this administration, the world's not going to get any better, brother. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry.
So maybe
it's disappointing, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, so maybe, Jim, let's figure this out a second. So maybe our approach ought to be, let's deal with our town first, and then we'll get to our county, and then we'll go to our state, and then we'll worry about the United States.
Okay. Well, as far as the town's concerned, Bismarck's doing great.
So then what's next? Is Burley and Mandan County perfect?
Mandan County's doing good. We're doing fine there. The state is doing outstandingly. You know, that's a good job with the state. But as far as the country goes, hey, we're losing, man.
By and large, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think you've nailed it, although I will say that we can all always do better. But your point is, look, until some things change here, and I don't put all of that on Obama, quite honestly, which will make a lot of people it'll make a lot of people crazy, but I'm not going to blame Barack Obama. Todd, stop laughing.
Okay.
Stop laughing, Todd. That's not funny to laugh with the microphone off. You should always laugh with the microphone on. I am not going to blame Barack Obama for everything.
Not out loud anyway, you're not. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'll repeat it for the third time. I think a bigger worry is the people who elected him, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely correct. That's right. And until people get wise to these kind of people, it's going to just be a bad
situation. Seems to me he's going to be gone either way in a couple of years, so the question is who's going to be next, and are we on a path to deciding on somebody?
But Jim, forgive us for a second. Todd and I kind of have a role reversal going on right now, and he just interrupted you, and usually I'm the one to interrupt you, but you say what you were going to say.
Well, can you imagine Hillary as a president? That's going to be next.
I'll take her over here. Oh, now I interrupted you. You said what? That's going to be what?
Hillary Clinton will be next, and that's going to be real scary. There's no stopping her.
But
did you just endorse Hillary?
I said she's going to be next, and there's no stopping her.
Did Scott just endorse Hillary?
He's talking to me.
So, it's not.
So I pray for this country. That's what I fought for this country in Vietnam, and I'm kind of ashamed of all I did 40 years ago. That's where I'm at.
Wait a minute, Jim. We got to unpack that a minute. We'll come back to Hillary in a second. You're ashamed?
Okay.
You're ashamed that you fought for this country? You're not ashamed.
For what I'm dealing with right now and watching this thing go down the drain, are you kidding me?
But you're saying what it had been, what I mean, I'm being serious here. I don't want to joke about this.
I'm not joking, brother.
I know you aren't, but I want you to make sure I'm not either. I'm saying,
okay,
if you're, would you rather not fought for your country is what I'm saying. I don't think you're saying that.
I went to fight for this country because I thought it would be 40 years later a better place. Right now, he's taking this country to its knees.
Well,
and that's where we are today. And when Hillary gets in there, man, fasten your seatbelt.
Okay, Jim, do you mind hanging on? Because I don't feel like I'm finished. And if you don't mind chatting a few more minutes on the other side of the break, I'd like to visit with you.
That's fine, sir. You're back.
All right. Wow. We appreciate your service, by the way. Jim, hang on. Bill and Wapit and Glenn and Mandan, Mike and Mandan, Kelly and Sydney, Montana, stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nasset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nasset talks about the hometown of Nasset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nasset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NassetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Till the top of the hour on a beautiful Monday. You couldn't order it any better. Maybe a little muggy, but I tell you, the weekend was just pitch perfect. Oh, it was too hot. It was not. Tell me that in February. I thought it was fabulous. A little breeze. Everything was nice. Didn't even see much in the way of thunderstorm activity, so not bad. Perfect for the fair, and I hope you'll be at the North Dakota State Fair. We'll be there. Look for the folks from KCJB, and you'll probably find Todd or I. He'll be at Game and Fish on Wednesday, and I'll be up there with the folks for conversation or conservation common sense tomorrow, and I'll be wearing the T-shirt. We've got to remember to talk about that. I want to thank our sponsors today, North Dakota Petroleum Council. What's not to love? About $30 billion in economic impact and 60,000 jobs and a whole lot more available if we can find the people. Plus, the most important thing with what's going on in the Middle East right now is national security. North Dakota Oil can and does, and they don't ignore the challenges. They tackle them. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Also, our sponsor, PetroServe USA, that fueled my vehicle this morning and filled my stomach, too, with a taquito sausage egg cheese taquito. I didn't even know what a taquito was, but $2.50, and I had breakfast. And at lunch, I'll have the 4 for $4, pizza, 20-ounce soda, a couple of cookies. I'll share one with Todd and call it good. PetroServe USA in the shadow of the state capital, Bismarck, and all across the region. Okay, Jim and Bismarck graciously hung on. Jim, I'm going to get to you. I'm also going to get to Bill in Wahpeton, Glenn in Mandan, Kelly in Sydney, Montana, listening on KTGR, Bakken Flag Family Station, and Brian in Mandan. So please be patient. We got to be quick after Jim because we have a Common Core guest here to talk about that controversial topic. We also are asking to have a little patience with us. But I just wanted to take the time, and I apologize, Jim, for making you wait, because here's what I thought I heard, and if I heard this wrong, just correct me. I thought I heard Jim say, I fought for this country in a god-awful place known Vietnam. I came back and got no thanks for it, and now I'm ashamed I did it. Did you say that?
That's correct. You know, you talk about national security, they can't even secure the borders of this country. This is all a setup, you know.
Well, why
and,
are you?
It's divisive,
why,
and that's the way I feel about it.
I missed the last part because I interrupted you. My apologies.
Okay. I didn't fight in Vietnam to have wide open borders and no national security whatsoever, and a hapless president. I didn't fight for those things 40 years ago.
Well, I get that, but why are you putting all this on your shoulders? Why are you ashamed?
Because if I'd have known to be like this, I would have went to Canada, brother. Like everybody else did, you know? But I put up with it. I put up with it getting spit on and everything when we got back, and I dealt with it. And thinking things would be better, I'm still here. But the way things are going, I may not be here much longer. Not in this country.
In other words, I hope you don't mean health-wise. You mean you'd leave and go somewhere else.
I'd leave the country, yeah. I'm healthy, brother. I'm healthy as can be. After all the Agent Orange and all the other stuff we got bombed with, I'm healthy as can be. And I love North Dakota. The reason I love it is because the government can't really do anything about it right now.
Because leave the country and go where? What better country is there?
Well, there isn't a better country, but I'm not going to put up with four more years of Hillary Clinton. I'll guarantee you that. I mean, tell your listeners to listen to Bill Cunningham on Sunday night, and they'll get a clue. Unfortunately, there aren't enough people listening to him.
We should probably explain who Bill Cunningham is. Todd, do you want to do that? Because
He does a nationwide syndicated show, and we do carry him on K-Fire 550, 9 till midnight on Sunday nights. He had a long career at 700 WLW in Cincinnati. And I won't disagree with you, except I got to admit, trade one evil for a worse evil?
No, you're correct. There is no better country in this world. That's why I fought for this country. But what they're doing to it is it's pathetic, you know. It's pathetic.
Seems to me nobody's gotten elected in 2016 yet. It seems to me there's still a couple of years to get who you want going.
Well, I pray for that with all my heart. I pray for that. I do. It just looks to me like the Democrats have just about, as soon as they turn Texas blue, we're done. And that's what his purpose is, of bringing all these aliens here, man. Turn Texas blue, just like Bill says. And, that'll put Hillary right where she wants to be. That'll be the end.
We promised we'd get back to Hillary in a moment, but I have to finish on this one thing, Jim. And are you okay for time? Are you able to just chat a few moments?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sorry my throat's a little screwed up. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine okay. For time. You bet.
And I also want to apologize to Bill and Wapitan, Glenn and Mandan, and Kelly and Sydney. So I out of respect for a good veteran, I'm going to finish this conversation. It's longer than we normally would go, and we're making our other guest, who coincidentally is running a little late, wait anyway, so we won't worry
about that,
but we will worry about our listeners. So Bill Wapitan, Glenn Mandan, Kelly Sydney, just hold tight. We're getting to you. So before we go to Hillary and what's next, here's the trouble I have, and I'm far from perfect in this regard, but, you know, when I'm ashamed about something, I have to decide whether I'm responsible for that shame or whether somebody else is. And I don't know why you're ashamed for your service. You did the right thing, and now you see a country that, in your view, to paraphrase, is going to pot. But you ought to stand proud. You ought to stand proud and say, you know what, I'm going to do more like I did today, and I'm going to talk to, the clerk at the grocery store or, my friends at the pool hall until people get it, rather than say, I'm going to leave for, Zimbabwe.
Well, the government's already criminalized all of us veterans. I was with the 101st Airborne Division. I came back proud. But since then, I've been criminalized. That's what they've done to all veterans. Not just myself, all of us. And, if you fought for this country, you're now a dirty bird in the eyes of this current administration. And
okay,
that's
again,
their problem, really.
All right, we're back to them again. So, in other words, that's when you say, because I was about to say, I see a lot of veterans getting some pretty good VA care, for instance, in this state at least, not in other states.
That's very true. That's very true. I got some very good care in this state with the VA.
All right,
that's
so the government, at least the government in North Dakota gets that right? I was fortunate enough to see folks from the 142 and the 141 and a lot of folks that were part of, Guard and Reserve efforts from North Dakota in Operation, Enduring Freedom and also in Afghanistan and in both conflicts.
Right.
And I actually was on the ground when they touched the U.S. soil for the first time and saw an incredible outpouring of support and airports filled and saw some of that in Minnesota. We did an event down in Fergus Falls. We set up events where, troops there could talk to family members back home by satellite. I saw a lot of efforts in that regard from people. Did you?
Well, not necessarily, no. What I'm talking about is the governmental view on veterans, especially combat veterans who served in a war. They have criminalized these people.
How have they criminalized them? Where I'm lost is where you say criminalized. What is an example of how veterans have been criminalized by our government? By the way, I believe with every fiber of my being, because I have a story that I can't share on the air from someone that it would be in a place to know, that the at least the First Lady of the United States of America, I don't know, I won't speak about the President, but the First Lady has flat-out disdain for the men and women of the military. I know that because I shouldn't know.
I don't believe the First Lady right now is actually a lady.
Well, let's not go there, okay? But my point is, I don't disagree with you that there is some dislike of the military in the administration. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Right.
But how have they criminalized it, Jim?
We are the enemy now, you know, because we know better. We've been there, we've seen how it operates, we know better, and Obama knows this, and he doesn't like people who don't play ball by his rules.
Okay, so when you say criminalized, you mean basically just totally disregarded. I mean, they don't consider you, I'll lock you up. They say, hey, for lack of a better term, the mental picture you painted was the Oval Office, and there's six people helping the president to make a decision, and three of those people are military and three are civilian, and, you know, he listens, in theory, to the folks on the military side of the couch, but he blows them off, really.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And there aren't that many military left, if you think about it. None of these guys serve the country. None of them, including Obama. He doesn't know what a first sergeant is.
Jim, we need to continue this conversation at some point. Would you mind giving our producer, Shane, your information? And for one, I'm not afraid of hooking you up with folks like John Hoeven, our senator, and Heidi Heitkamp, our other senator, and Kevin Cramer, and maybe pick one of these issues a week and try and share. You deserve a place of honor as a Vietnam veteran.
Bless your heart.
You do. I'm dead serious. And you also ought to have your own show because you're darn smart, smarter than Todd and I will ever be. So I'd like to start a friendship with you if you don't mind.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. Really, really. God bless you and God bless America.
Hold the line, Jim, and Shane will get your info so we can connect up. All right. I'll keep my promises here and go next to Bill in Wahpeton, who has a favorite James Garner character. Lay it on me, Bill, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. Is it Rockford? Is it one we've heard, or have you got a new one?
No, it's one that I haven't heard mentioned on the radio, and that's Maverick. The Maverick series on television was super.
Okay, help me out here. I remember Maverick being the guy that did the paperclip thing and everything. Is it a different show?
It was a Western character. He was a gambler on TV. And it was classic Garner all the way with his little bit twisted sense of humor. And it was just a really fun series.
Got it. We've actually had a bunch of calls that have said Maverick, too. And I guess I forgot that Maverick was the name of two shows. Am I right, Todd? Because remember the Maverick character that did the, you know, the whole he could get out of any jam? That was called Maverick, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember the Western series.
But I remember the one you're talking about, and his character was actually Maverick in that series, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, good one. Why did you like it?
Well, it was classic Garner. He was that because a sly, clever character that he always seems to make things work.
Great call, Bill. Sorry to keep you waiting so long. Appreciate it very much. Glenn and Mandan, you got the next 30 seconds for yourself. Who's your favorite James Garner character?
That was an older show. It was back in the middle 70s. It was on TV. It was called Nichols. It was taking place in the early 1900s, and his girlfriend was Margaret Kidder. I thought it was a great show.
Guy's fantastic, wasn't he?
Pardon?
The guy was just fantastic, wasn't he?
Yes. Good in everything.
He really was. Thanks so much, Glenn. Glad you are listening and appreciate you waiting, Glenn and Amanda. And what happened to our friend in Sydney, Montana? Did we keep her waiting too long? I'm sorry. Call back. Sydney, Montana, we want to hear from you. She was listening on KTGO 1090 Radio. We'll get to other callers as well, and we'll find out if our Common Core guest is AWOL. 800-228-0550. No pun intended. 800.
After about 15 minutes, you walk out, man. I mean.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Every time I go to the golf course, I challenge myself to get better at the sport. I became a scratch golfer in 3 years. I got good at the short game by spending hours hitting from 100 yards and in. The equipment gets better every single year. I want the customer to leave with confidence in the equipment. I'm Jason Hicks, and I'm one of the golf experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
That tune, Todd Mitchell. No, don't.
Are you kidding me?
Don't. We're back at 11 before the top of the hour, and I don't want to joke around because we have to get right to our guest who's been waiting a while, and we'll do that. Before I do that, I'll tell you about a different senior moment I just had. MacGyver, not Maverick. Okay, I get it. I confused those two, and it melted the switchboard. Okay, I get it. All right, sorry. Senior moment. Or as we call it at our house, a brain toot. Another story. But anyway... our guest that we had, and by the way, Brian Jamestown, Jim Jamestown, we're going to get to you here at some point, but we've made our guest wait a little bit long here on an important topic, Common Core. His name is Neil McCluskey. Neil is the Associate Director of the Cato Institute, Center for Educational Freedom. Cato is the they're about as free market as you get, more free market even than, for instance, Heritage Foundation. Probably more along the libertarian streak of things. He's written Feds in the Classroom, How Big Government Corrupts, Cripples, and Compromises American Education on the Dangers of Common Core and How It Can Be Defeated. Neil, thanks for waiting.
Oh, no problem. How you doing?
Good. Tell me why you think what you do about Common Core.
What you should do about Common Core?
I'm just more interested in why you think the way you do about Common Core.
Sure. Well, so for anybody who doesn't know, Common Core is a set of standards for math and reading or English language arts. It's created by the Council of Chief State School Officers and the National Governors Association, basically two professional organizations. But that the federal government, through Race to the Top, which was $4.35 billion in the stimulus in 2009, and through stipulations, if you wanted to get a waiver out of the No Child Left Behind Act, that the federal government has heavily influenced states adopting this thing. And there are a number of problems with Common Core. The first one, the one we should have been debating a long time ago but never had time to because Race to the Top had adopted this thing before it's even written, is that there is no meaningful empirical evidence that having national standards leads to better outcomes. And this is something we've seen now repeated by people, not just at Cato, but at the Brookings Institution, Hoover Institution, even Diane Ravitch, who's a pretty well-known left-wing education professor. The reality is it just doesn't make sense when you understand that all kids are different. They learn different things at different rates, have different skills, abilities, talents. And what Common Core wants to do is have everybody learning essentially the exact same thing at exactly the exact same time. And even if it were possible to do that for every kid, we actually don't know what the ideal set of standards is, and you need to allow different sets to compete with each other to see what works and what works better than one standard or the other.
All right. Who do I believe? Because I hear a very well-respected state superintendent of public instruction who's taken over a very dysfunctional Department of Public Instruction in North Dakota, and she and her team say, and by the way, a conservative on a school board, hey, we got this. This is local control. Don't believe the boogeyman. This isn't that bad. This isn't the sky is falling. Who do I believe?
Well, there's one thing you can certainly say for North Dakota, unlike most other states that adopted Common Core, North Dakota did take its time. It didn't adopt these things officially until 2011. Most states did it almost the instant it came out in order to get Race to the Top, around July or August 2010. So it's true, certainly, that North Dakota took its time, didn't rush into it. It's a huge question, though, how much local control there is, because along with the national standards come national tests paid for by the federal government. And these tests will be part of the federal accountability provisions that are still part of No Child Left Behind and are watered down but still exist in these No Child Left Behind waivers, where your schools are evaluated based on performance on these federal tests. And what the federal tests would do, most likely, is fill in where Common Core, the standards are fairly broad and you think you have a lot of local control, it fills in the specifics. So if you see the same, books being with questions attached to them 2 or 3 years in a row in these tests, that de facto becomes your curriculum because that is what you are held accountable for. And the reality is nobody knows yet what's on these tests for sure because they don't come out officially till this coming school year. So the best you can say is it's an open question how much real control you will continue to have over your curriculum. Certainly the standards are at the very least supposed to set a box around your curriculum. You can't teach things not in the curriculum and expect to do well in the test, but it could get very specific what books you read, what parts of history you teach, and things like that. So we really don't know how much it's going to control your local decision making about curriculum.
I have to apologize because I'm only able to take the whole Common Core debate in like bite-sized pieces, because my eyes roll in the back of my head on these debates, and you've done a very good job of explaining your side. I also have been swayed a little bit towards the side that's opposite yours from the fact that our kids go to a Catholic school, a very well-respected Catholic school, and something I would walk on broken glass and work at McDonald's for if I needed to, or five jobs, because it's just that important, I believe, to their future, and a really important assist, you know, to what we need to do as parents. So I hear from a superintendent, well-respected, to say, you know what, all the bad stuff is actually coming from people who are saying, that's the platform, I'm going to try and take advantage of it and infiltrate. The actual idea behind it is not the bad stuff we need to worry about. Common Core, as originally envisioned, isn't the bad stuff. We don't have time for you to answer that question, but I would like to give you a chance to do that. Can you join us again in an hour for about another 5 minutes? Does that work with your schedule, or should we do this a different day?
Sure, I can come back.
Hang on, Neil. We'll figure that out. Kathy Nesset coming up next, and your calls, too, on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.